Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rota. Our guest today is Dr. Ian K. Smith, the best-selling author of books including Shred, The 4-Day Diet, and most recently, Super Shred, The Big Results Diet. He's a medical contributor to the nationally syndicated Rachel Ray Show and host of the radio show Health Watch. Before we get started, I want to say thanks to this week's sponsor, eMeals. Want to take the stress out of meal planning? Do you ever wish that someone would just hand you a meal plan with shopping lists, recipes, and all? eMeals can help. eMeals makes meal planning simple by sending you weekly menus, shopping lists, and recipes right to your inbox. There are plenty of meal plans to choose from, including kid-friendly, vegetarian, gluten-free, and Mediterranean. Go ahead, check it out today. For Clever Cookster listeners, you can get a 2-week free trial if you go to quickanddirtytips.com/clevermeals. That's a 2-week free trial of delicious dietitian-vetted meal plans at quickanddirtytips.com/clevermeals. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Smith.
Thanks for having me.
So after the holiday season, many people want to kickstart a new healthy diet plan. What's your approach to shaping better habits?
The first thing is not to set New Year's resolutions, because I feel as though New Year's resolutions are only ephemeral. They go away. But you should make New Year decisions, and these are things you're going to stick with for the entire year. You have to think about what your large-term goals are, and then figure out what your short-term goals are. And what I feel like people do is they focus so much about the number on the scale, and they don't pay attention to the small things, what we call the non-scale victories, the NSVs, that can actually lead to really great results. So first thing is set realistic expectations, set a roadmap that has small benchmarks or milestones, and then actually set up a reward system so that as you hit these small benchmarks, that you reward yourself for your success. That will tend to keep your momentum and lead to that bigger result that you're looking for.
Your newest book, Super Shred, is focused on weight loss that's healthy and sustainable, but really fast and effective too. Can you really lose weight quickly and keep it off for the long term? Most people think those things are kind of incompatible.
Well, for a long time, I've been on record as saying that you shouldn't lose weight quickly because it tends to be unhealthy. And after researching and trying to understand why we've said that, not just myself, but other experts have said it for so long, I realized the reason why we were saying that was because people tend to use extreme measures when trying to lose weight rapidly. So it wasn't necessarily that the weight loss itself was harmful. It was the methods being employed. So I said to myself, thanks to the provocation of Shredder Nation, the shredders in the world who have asked me to come up with a faster plan, though I thought Shred was fast enough, 6 weeks, 20 pounds is really fast, but they wanted it faster. I said to myself, can I come up with a plan that is really healthy, but still gives you these kinds of fast results? And that is Super Shred. I also say in order to achieve these results, you got to work hard. If you're asking your body to deliver unbelievable results, you have to make unbelievable effort. So, you know, it's kind of a contract you make with yourself and the program. The other part of it is, can you keep it off for the long term? Well, if you are able to lose this weight, part of the weight loss process is just not losing the weight, but understanding how to adopt healthy lifestyle habits so it becomes your normal way of operating. And so my hope is that at the end of the 4 weeks, you've lost your weight, that you now are making better choices without the book so that you can keep this weight off. And others have said that they use Shred, which is the father program, as a maintenance for those who've lost weight on Super Shred.
When did you become really passionate about health and weight loss?
Well, you know, I fell into health and weight loss kind of by accident because I was always a great athlete growing up. And so I took care of myself, not because I thought I was not clairvoyant, thinking that I had to, you know, be healthy to live longer or those kind of things. Kids don't think about that. I wanted to be healthy because I wanted peak performance in athletic competition. As I got older and stopped doing athletics in a formal way, but just doing it kind of on my own, I started understanding the differences for those who have been athletes all their lives and those who have not, and the medical consequences of not being athletic or being healthy. And so I really got into it because I felt as though, wow, there's so many people who could make such few changes to improve not just performance, but how they feel, how they look, but they don't have the knowledge. And so that's kind of what got me into looking at health and wellness and losing weight from a global perspective. But if you had asked me, you know, when I was first starting off, would I be doing weight loss? Of course, I had no idea what weight loss was, but I just kind of fell into it.
I want to talk a little bit about exercise and sort of the experience that lots of people have, which is that they hate the gym and they can't seem to recapture the thing that's fun about being active when you're a kid, which is that it feels like play. It feels like something that not only is good for your body, but you really enjoy. What are some alternative forms of exercise that you recommend for people?
Well, first of all, the gym can be a very tough environment. Excuse me. And a lot of people don't like the gym because, one, it can be a bad reflection of you. And you're sitting there, you're watching someone who is a size 2 or size 4 in these tight spandex and half of their body is showing, and, you know, kind of a reminder you're not there. But also, from a male perspective, you know, gyms can be kind of laborious when you got these muscle heads coming in, throwing weights around, yelling and screaming. It's just, you know, I like a very quiet, myself personally, a quiet gym environment. I like to be by myself. I don't like to interact in a gym. My gym is a place to work and to get into what I'm doing and then leave, and I socialize outside. So gyms can be a tough environment. However, you don't need to be in a gym to lose weight. And I created a program called the Shred 27 Burn DVD, which is a 27-minute non-gym, non-machine workout. Requires no machines whatsoever. It falls under the category of high-intensity interval training, which is HIIT. H-I-I-T. And those workouts are tremendously helpful. One, because you don't need a gym or membership or machines to do. Two, because you can do them in a short period of time, 27 minutes, 30 minutes, and still get the results from someone who's done a less intense workout for over an hour. And the third thing is with the HIIT workouts is you can actually burn up calories 24 hours after you've stopped working out. So I recommend HIIT as far as a workout for exercise. If you did it 3 times a week, 27 to 30 minutes, it'd be tremendous.
What are some small changes that people can make every day that are sort of easy to integrate into their lifestyle that really make a difference in their health?
The first thing that people can do is really eat breakfast. So many people skip breakfast because they're busy, they're not hungry. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You have, you know, starved yourself for the last 6 to 8 hours. You need nourishment to get going. And even though you don't feel like you need it, your body actually needs it. So don't skip breakfast, first of all. Always grab a piece of fruit in the morning, which is very important. You should eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day. If you start off with a piece of fruit and a smoothie, a fresh fruit smoothie, you can get 3 servings of fruits and or vegetables right away in the morning. The other thing I tell people is to snack. Strategic snacking is very important in Super Shred and Shred. And the reason why it's important is because people who snack can evenly distribute their calories throughout the day rather than having these large spikes of calorie consumptions when they're sitting down eating these big meals. So you get away from the big meal and make it a smaller meal, but then in between your meals you have this snack, and therefore you have a flatter curve as far as your calorie consumption. And the last thing I would say is that people have to understand that in order to really lose weight effectively, you have to have some type of regular physical activity program, whether it's exercise in a gym, at home, or playing something, playing tennis, basketball, whatever it is. I think those small tips, without being on a rigid formal plan, can produce results right away.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
If you'd like to make some New Year's decisions, check out the new book, Super Shred, The Big Results Diet. And thanks again to this week's sponsor, Emeals. Don't forget to get your 2-week free trial, that's 2 weeks of delicious meal plans, over at quickanddirtytips.com/clevermeals. Join us next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.